跟住我哋會有讀經嘅時間啦。We will have the scripture reading。經文咧係記載咗喺耶利米哀歌第三章第十九至到第二十七節。The verses is in Lamentations chapter 3:19 to 27。咁我哋會先讀中文嘅。We will read the Chinese version first。請弟兄姊妹同我一齊讀。耶和華哦，求你紀念我如恩塵和苦膽的困苦困迫，我心想念這些，就在裡面憂悶。我想起這事，心裡就有指望。我們不致消滅，是出於耶和華諸般的慈愛，是因他的憐憫不致斷絕。每早晨都是新的，你的誠實極其廣大。我心裡說，耶和華是我的份，因此我要仰望他。凡等候耶和華、心裡尋求他的，耶和華必賜恩給他。人仰望耶和華，靜默等候他的救恩，這原是好的。人在憂憐苦now we're going to read it in English. I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast with me. Yet this call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are few every morning, great is your faithfulness. I said to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good, those people hope in him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for man to bear the yoke while he is young.
經文讀到呢度，我哋今日正道嘅係黃毅明弟兄。Our preacher today is brother Jim Wong. Pass the time to Jim, and also Gary will do the translation for us.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
咁今日咧係2024年最後一個星期日主日。
Today is the last Sunday service of 2024.
咁首先祝大家新年快樂。
I wish everyone a happy new year.
願大家經歷神嘅恩典更加嘅多，認識佢更加嘅深。
May you experience God's blessing and know Him more deeply.
我一齊祈禱先。
Let's pray.
天父，多謝你俾我哋有生命。来到你的教会当中。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us an opportunity to come to church.
我们愿意不是人的说话，而是你自己亲自的跟我们说话。
We pray that this sermon is about you, it's not from our words.
愿意圣灵亲自的来到去带领我们去明白你的话语。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will translate.Your words for us.
叫我哋去留心聽。
That we will listen.
去嚟到去叫我哋明白。
And understand.
我哋祈禱奉耶穌嘅名字。
In Jesus' name we pray.
阿門。
Amen.
咁通常去到年底嘅時候咧，我哋去回顧自己一啲嘅嘢啦。
Usually at the end of the year, we will review ourselves.
咁好似咧，每一年嘅依個時候咧，電視台都會做一啲嘅一年大事回顧咁樣嘅。
Just like in many TV channels, they'll review the major events of the year.
咁教會有時都會咁樣做嘅。
Sometimes our church would do the same.
咁我哋都知道咧，嚇1月26日就會個感恩讚美會係嘛
？We know that 26th of January we're gonna have a Thanksgiving gathering.
唔知道在座當中大家會唔會咁樣做喎
？I'm wondering if you guys would do the same.
咁如果會嘅時候咧，你去回顧啲咩嘢咧
？If so, what would you reflect on？
係啲好嘅定係唔好嘅咧
？The good or the bad？
咁我諗大多數嘅人都會去，其實回顧好同唔好都會去再想一想，係咪啊？
I believe most of us would reflect the good and the bad.
咁但係
，but
邊一樣嘢對你嚟講係更加深刻嘅咧
？The better question to ask is what impacts you the most.
咁當我預備篇講道嘅時候咧，呢節嘅經文就不斷嘅喺個腦海裏邊出現。
So when I was preparing this sermon, this verse came to my mind.
佢話每早晨，這都是新的。
They are new every morning.
你的信實極其廣大。
Great is your faithfulness.
咁我就喺度諗，究竟我哋去到年底嘅時候要回顧啲咩嘢咧？咁樣。
So I was wondering, what should we reflect on at the end of the year?
咁又或者其實會唔會我哋係其實每一日每一個朝頭早都可以咁樣做咧
？Or should we reflect every day and every morning?
佢每早晨這都是新的，係咩係新嘅咧
？Every morning is new. What is new?
佢話神嘅信實係神嘅信實。
It's God's faithfulness。
對我哋嚟講有咩意思咧
？What does that actually mean to us？
嗱，或者喺探討呢啲問題之前咧，我哋要明白呢段經文啊當時嘅背景。
Before we explore these questions, let's understand the background of this passage。
其實耶利米哀歌咧個作者係唔知道邊個嘅。
The author of Lamentation is unknown。
但係咧係當時嘅猶太人啦，或者基督教嘅傳統咧。就會覺得係耶利米寫嘅。
However, ancient Jewish and Christian traditions attributed to Jeremiah.
因為耶利米書同埋耶利米哀歌咧，喺用詞同埋呢個嘅風格上邊咧都好似嘅。
Partly because of the similarity in vocabulary and style between the Book of Jeremiah and Lamentations.
咁而且咧，耶利米先知咧係親自嘅去目睹當時。这个主后586年之后耶路撒冷的被毁。
Additionally, Jeremiah witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem in BC 586.
所以在耶利米哀歌里面描述的情况就推断到作者就是耶利米先知。
Making it reasonable to speculate that he is the author of Lamentation.
同一本这个书名来说是耶利米哀歌。咁咧就講到咧，當時猶太人因為犯罪嘅緣故咧，被神嘅審判喺書中裏邊喺卷書裏邊咧，形容咗好多當時耶路撒冷城嗰個嘅慘況。
From the title Lamentations, we can see that it describes the judgment of Jewish people received from God due to their sin. The book described many tragic state in Jerusalem.
咁啊，當中就列咗一啲嘅經文啦，俾大家睇。
Yep, so we've listed the passage.
咁就講到。君王啦、領袖啦、長老啦、祭司啦、先知啦、平民啦，都被迫害、被殺害。
Kings, leaders, elders, priests, and prophets were destroyed and or killed.
大家想象下，你識嘅一啲嘅領袖、一啲嘅教會嘅長者或者啲教會嘅牧者，喺即時嘅喺你面前被殺害、被迫害嘅情況係點樣咧
？Can you imagine the church leaders and elders, people that you know?Right now, die in front of you. How would you feel?
亦都講到咧，母親因為飢餓嘅緣故咧，要食自己嘅兒子。
Also, you talked about how starving mothers even had to eat their own children.
亦都講到所有嘅百姓咧，被掳到呢個外邦。
People were exiled to foreign lands.
亦都講到所有當中嘅教宗教嘅儀式啊，同埋敬拜都停止咗。
Rituals and worships were seized.
耶路撒冷城同埋聖殿嘅被毀。
Jerusalem and the Holy Temple were destroyed.
當時哭泣變成一個常態。
Weeping became the norm.
大家想像下嗰個情況係點樣
？Imagine what it's like to live in those time.
縱然喺一個咁恐怖、咁悲慘嘅情況裏邊，耶利米就喺第三章仍然嘅去專注到神嘅美善。佢講到就係。神是那位盼望的主。
Despite all this horror, Jeremiah in chapter 3 was able to focus on God's goodness. He proclaimed that God is the Lord of hope.
神是那位慈爱的主。
Lord of love.
神是那位信实的主。
A Lord of faithfulness.
神是那位拯救的主。
And the Lord of salvation.
我们回到今天我要跟大家分享一节的经文，就是每早晨，这都是新的。你的信神 你的信實極其廣大。
Returning to today's scripture, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
耶利米可以在一個這麼困苦的環境裏面仍然去宣告這樣的就是每早晨這都是新的，你的信實極其廣大。
DespiteThe situation that Jeremiah was in, he was still able to proclaim that each morning is new and great is your faithfulness.
大家試想像一下，如果你在耶利米那個情景裡面，你每天起身睡醒，你見到那個環境，見到那個情景的時候，你想起什麼？
Imagine if you're in Jeremiah's shoe. Every morning you wake up, you see this horror situation, how would you feel?
在第十九、二十節就講到佢話，佢係好苦嘅。
In verse 19 and 20, it says, he mentioned that he's struggling to face this situation.
佢諗起啲嘅時候咧，佢心裏邊就憂悶。
When he thinks about this situation, he is very bitter.
我唔知道大家而家嘅境況係點樣。
I'm not sure what your current situation is。
咁可能你好開心、好平安，為你感恩。
Maybe you're at peace and happy。
或者你因為種種嘅原因喺度受緊苦。
Or maybe you're suffering for various reasons。
你每日瞓醒嘅時候，你個感受係點樣嘅
？Every day when you wake up, how do you feel？
或者你每日瞓醒嘅時候，會唔會留意下？自己的感受是怎樣的？
Or when you wake up, do you pay attention to your emotional state?
耶利米每天睡醒的時候，他回顧他自己的境況，他發覺每一個早晨，這都是新的。
When Jeremiah wakes up every morning, despite the current situation that he was in, he still realized that every morning was new.
去到年尾的時候，可能會觸發我們去回顧過去一年的情況，是不是？
Sometimes at the end of the year, it will trigger us to reflect on what happened in the past.
咁如果冇呢個嘅年尾嘅提醒嘅時候，我哋會唔會其實耐唔耐就去回顧下、反省下自己個情況嘅
？But if it's not towards the end of the year, would you do this reflection?
耶利米每一日都咁樣做，每個早晨都係咁樣做。
Jeremiah was reflecting every day.
可能因為他面對的情況是很困苦、很恐怖，所以令到他不斷地去回想、回想、回想。
Maybe because the situation that he was in was so terrible that he had to constantly reflect.
我們呢？
What about us?
我們會每一天都去反省、回顧自己的生活、信仰，和我們面對的處境呢？
Do we reflect on our life, our faith, or our current situation every day.
會唔會我哋因為太忙啦，所以每一日我哋都係日過一日，過住我哋自己好黑板、好例行嘅公事咁樣咧
？Or are we too busy that to continue our lives and routines day after day？
嗱，又或者啦，去到年尾啦，咁去幫我哋去回顧一年嘅情況係嘛
？Perhaps we only reflect on this at the end of the year。
或者喎
，But that's only perhaps。
大家會唔會咁樣做㗎？
Do you guys do this?
嗱，好多人去旅行嘅時候咧，都會影相嘅。
Many people when they travel, they take photos.
咁而家係數碼相機 digital photo 啦。咁有啲人同我講，一日影成500张相嘅。
In this age with digital cameras and phones, some people told me that they will take 500 photos a day.
咁之後會點樣處置㗎？
So how would you manage those photos?
咁可能去完旅行翻嚟睇一陣，咁跟住就save 咗落個 hard disk 度，咁啊擺埋咗幾年都唔會睇噶啦。
Once you go home, maybe they will look at the photos once, and then they will put it aside and not look at them again.
咁可能拎翻出嚟睇嘅時候咧，都唔知道嗰幅相喺邊度影嘅。
And when they look at those photos, they probably have forgotten where they took the photo from.
咁啊，現今咧就幾好，因為有個social media， 咁變咗好多人會將啲相擺上去個 social media 度。
So it's good that nowadays if we post it on social media, it will remind us these details。
嚇，咁我哋可以睇翻嘅時候，我幾時擺過上去喎？係講邊個地方喎？咁樣。
It will remind us where we took the photos and when we took the photos。
咁但係會唔會日日都睇呢個 social media 嘅？日日睇翻以前影過啲咩相㗎
？But would you look at these photos every single day？
咁的確，我哋好多時都要一啲嘅嘢去提醒我哋。
Indeed, we need something to trigger us to do this reflection.
咁啊，年尾啦嚇，電視會有回顧啦。
Just like how TV shows has reviewed the major events of the year.
咁我哋用咩方法去提我哋噶
？What reminds you to reflect every day？
咁咧就啊，姚牧師提過啦，你每朝起身洗面咧。就望下眼耳口鼻，咁又有啲嘢去反省嘅喎。
In Pastor Yao's sermon, he mentioned that every day when he wakes up, he would look into the mirror and remind himself of on reflection.
有邊個起身唔照鏡㗎
？Who wakes up in the morning and not look into the mirror？
個個都會起身照下鏡先出街㗎，我。
Does everyone wake up and look into the mirror？
會唔會照鏡嘅時候提醒自己啊
？Would you look at the mirror and remind yourself？
耶利米每一日都咁樣反省。
Jeremiah reflects every day。
佢去反省啲咩嘢咧
？What does he reflect on？
佢又發現咗啲咩嘢咧
？What has he discovered？
咁喺第二十二節我睇到咧，佢發現咗原來神嘅慈愛、諸般嘅慈愛同埋佢嘅憐憫係不斷絕嘅。
In verse 22, we know that Lord's great love and compassion are never failing.
係咪一個好特別嘅發現啊
？Is it a very unique discovery?
頭先我提過佢當時處嗰個處境係好恐怖、好令人去沮喪、去好苦嘅。
I mentioned that the situation that he was in was very horrible. It's very bitter, filled with horror.
但佢睇到神嘅怜悯同埋慈爱系永不止息嘅。
But he was able to focus on God's love and His unfailing compassion.
甚至超越咗佢自己面对嗰个环境。
To the point where he can forget the situation he was in.
佢就讲每早晨。這都是神的。
And he said, they are new every morning. Great.
神的慈愛和憐憫，他經歷到是每個早晨都是新的。
Because of God's love and compassion, it allows him to say this.
他怎樣可以這樣做的呢？
How was he able to do this?
在二十一節的講到，他說，我想起這事，心裡就有指望。
In verse 21, it says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope."
啊，其實喺十九、二十、二十一節都提到三次提到係想起、想念呢個字。
In verse 19 to 21, it used the word "remember" three times.
啊，咁如果喺英文嚟講咧，就係用咗 "remembers" 或者"call to mind."
So in English, it used "remember" or "call to mind" three times.
耶利米親眼。看着自己心爱的城市、圣殿和同胞被残害、被掳走。
Jeremiah witnessed the destruction of the city he loved, his people suffering and being taken to exile.
但他是没有能力去阻止这一切的发生。
But he was powerless to stop it all.
他感到很无助。
He felt helpless.
他将所有的悲伤、苦涩、无助都向神去倾诉。
He poured out all his sorrow, bitterness, and helplessness to God.
去到二十一节，佢话：我想起这事，心里就有指望。呢个就系整个嘅耶利米一个嘅转折点。
In verse 21, it says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." This is the turning point where Jeremiah sees new things every day.
佢想起啲咩咧
？What did he realize？
佢想起神嘅属性系。永不改變的愛，神是那位慈愛的神。
He realized on God's attribute and that His unchanging love is always true.
所以他可以每一日都看到神的偉大、祂的慈愛、祂的憐憫，每一日都是新的。
This allowed him to see that God's love and compassion are new every day.
耶利米不單止去反省和回顧他自己現時的狀況。他更加去回顧佢過去嘅經歷同埋神嘅關係。
Jeremiah not only remembered and reflected on his current situation, past experience, and relationship with God.
更加重要的是去反省到神本身嗰個屬性同埋慈愛。
Most importantly, he reflected on God's attribute and His love.
大家有冇曾經睇回到或者面對到你所愛嘅人或者事去受苦，而你喺旁邊無能為力噶？
Has anyone seen someone you love suffer but feel powerless to help them?
會覺得自己係好無助。
Did you feel that you were you felt helpless?
當大家面對啲困難嘅時候，你會點樣做嘅？
When you face difficulties, what do you do?
咁我哋好肯定會同神祈禱啦，求佢幫助同埋拯救啦。
Of course, we'll pray to God and ask for His help.
但如果神保持沉默嘅時候，我哋會點樣？
But what if God remains silent? What should we do?
其實唔係每一個信徒都會咁樣做喎。
Not everyone can do this.
有人會同神去攬污神嘅。
Some people will be angry with God.
會唔開始唔祈禱。
Stop praying.
甚至唔停止相信神。
Or even stop believing in God.
甚至漸漸嘅放棄個信仰。
And slowly drift away from Him.
有啲人就會去專注嘅去揾方法去解決啲問題。
Some people will rely on themselves to solve the problem.
靠自己嘅能力。
And rely on themselves.
有啲人就陷喺個好自憐嘅境況裏邊。
Some people will be very self-pity.
而你咪選擇嘅去思想神嘅本性同埋佢對我哋嗰個永遠嘅慈愛。
Jeremiah chose to reflect on God's love, God's nature and His unending love.
佢相信同埋經歷神嘅慈愛同埋憐憫，每一日都係新嘅。
He trusted and experienced that God's love and compassion are new every day.
咁我哋咧
？What about us？
當我哋面對困難、面對好苦惱嘅時候，我哋每一日起身嘅時候，我哋去諗啲咩嘢噶？
When we are facing difficulties in the morning when we wake up, what do we, how do we respond？
不斷諗緊自己嘅問題。
Do you constantly think about your own problem？
不斷諗緊我哋周圍要面對嗰個處境。
Do you constantly think about the situation you're in？
繼續嘅喺度即係擁抱自己嗰啲負面情緒同埋感受。
And just surround yourself with negativity。
又或者我哋諗下有咩方法用自己嘅才幹能力去解決問題。
Or do you try to solve the problem yourself？
或者繼續同神去發脾氣嬲佢。
Or do you continue to be angry with God？
我哋唔禱告，唔同神傾偈。
Stop praying and stop communicating to God。
我哋每一日要反省啲咩嘢？
Every day we should reflect on this。
當耶利米意識到同埋經歷到神嘅慈愛同埋憐憫，每日都係新嘅時候。
When Jeremiah realized that God's love and compassion is new every day，
佢講到話：你的信實極其廣大。
He mentioned that great is your faithfulness。
耶利米知道，因為同胞對神嗰個嘅叛逆，得到神嗰個嘅懲罰。
Jeremiah realized that because of his people's sin, judgment came.
耶路撒冷同埋聖殿被毀。
Jerusalem and the holy temple was destroyed.
同胞被掳到去外邦。
His people were exiled.
雖然係神嘅審判懲罰。
Even though that's part of God's judgment.
但係神仍然愛佢哋。
But God still loved them.
神對佢哋嘅憐憫同埋慈愛係從唔改變。
God's love and compassion to them is unchanging.
神係信實嘅。
Because God is faithful.
呢個係神嘅本性同埋佢嘅屬性。
This is God's nature and attribute.
我哋人會改變嘅。
People change.
但神唔會。
But God doesn't.
我哋神會失信嘅。我哋會失信。Sorry.
We will become. We may not honor our what we say.
神永遠都唔會失信。
But God will never. God will always honor His words.
喺希伯來書講到佢話。
希伯來書係邊本？
希伯。
In Hebrew it says,
耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
神是不会变的。
God never changes.
我们会变。
But we will.
我们的人生是面对很多转变的。
Life is full of unexpected events.
会存着很多惊喜啊、惊吓啊、意外这样的。
Many surprises or shocking events.
简单地来讲，去旅行之前，大家开始放假啦，可能去旅行啦，系咪？
For example, when you go traveling,
去旅行之前病，
you might get sick before traveling.
咁点算咧？
What should we do?
你嘅班机取消咗，或者延期。
If your flight was delayed,
去到啦。件行李唔見咗。
If you lose your luggage,
或者出門口嘅時候架車開唔到。
Or if the car breaks down before you leave,
又或者行到半路中途有交通意外。
Or if you run into a car accident,
又或者好簡單嘅去完公園唔見咗個手機。
Or if you just simply go to the park and lose your phone,
又或者喺澳洲都幾常見嘅就係喺過年之前。或者聖誕之前冇咗份工。
Or if you lose your job before Christmas or New Year。
更加嚴重啲嘅，可能突然間驗完血、驗完咩，收到個報告，醫生打電話俾你，你快啲嚟見我啦。
Or if you do your blood test and you got a call from the doctor to tell you to go talk to him。
又或者屋企人嘅病。
Or if someone got sick。
又或者面對一啲心理。情緒的困擾
or depressed.
最挑戰的就是不是自己病，而是屋企人病，你喺側邊係覺得無能為力去幫佢。
What's hard is if your family member is sick and you can't help them.
又喺面對一啲情況係超乎我哋嘅能力可以嚟到去改變或者控制。
Or if you're facing something that you can, it's out of your control.
我哋日常生活裏邊，其實遇到經常都會遇到一啲嘅，我哋唔能夠去確定或者唔能夠去預計一啲嘅挑戰。
In our daily life, there are so many things that are out of our control。
就正如耶利米當時面對一個情況，佢係唔能夠去改變啲咩嘢。
Just like how Jeremiah can't change the situation that he was in。
所以佢好痛苦。
That's why he was struggling。
耶利米每日都去反思。呢位神係信實嘅。
But he was able to reflect every day and remember that God is faithful.
因為佢經歷到神嗰個嘅憐憫慈愛，每日都係新咁樣去臨到佢身上邊。
He was able to experience God's love and compassion, and that they were renewed every day.
唔單止咁樣，佢去喺心態上邊，佢都有去改變。
Not only that, it changed his mentality.
在二十四節，佢話佢以神為自己嘅份啊。
In verse 24, it says, "The Lord is my portion."
神為我自己嘅份咩意思咧
？What does that mean?
就係意味著，因為神，我哋用神自己已經係能夠滿足曬我哋所需要嘅一切，咁就係神為我哋嘅份。
It means that God Himself is enough to satisfy us.
所以當我們去面對挑戰，面對其他的很苦惱、很苦的情況裏面，已經不重要，因為神已經是我們的一切。
So that when we are facing difficulties, we don't need to worry because God Himself is enough.
所以耶利米去提醒自己，他要繼續的去仰望神。
So God, Jeremiah reminded himself that he needs to continue to look towards God.
要安靜的等候神。
That he needs to patiently wait for him.
佢都講出一句，佢話年輕嘅時候負壓係對佢有益嘅。
He also mentioned that it is good for him to bear the yoke.
佢嘅環境冇改變到。
His situation didn't change.
但佢有盼望喎喺二十一、二十五節。
But he had hope in verse 21 and 25.
佢能夠講出神係美善嘅。
He was able to say that God is good.
更加能夠講出負壓係好嘅。
And that it is good for a man to bear the yoke.
負壓係好嘅。
It is good for a man to bear the yoke.
你同唔同意耶利米嘅講法啊？
Do you agree of what he said?
你會唔會覺得你經歷嗰個苦痛，而家好淒涼、好辛苦嘅情況係好噶？
Do you feel like the difficult situation that you're experiencing right now is good?
我哋點樣去擁有或者去學習耶利米嗰個嘅信心同埋嗰個經歷咧？
How do we learn from from Jeremiah's attitude?
我哋要學下點樣將個焦點放得啱。
We need to learn where to focus our focus.
我哋有冇真係將神看為我哋嘅份啊？
Is Lord really our portion?
我哋有冇好安靜嘅去等候啊？
Have we been waiting quietly for him?
我哋會唔會忙於其他嘅嘢？
Or would we be too busy to do other things?
我唔知道大家情況係點樣。
I don't know what's the current situation for everyone right now.
我都唔知道大家跟住嚟嘅日子來年係會面對啲咩嘢。
I also don't know what everyone will be facing in the future.
但我知道。
But I know that.
無論我哋做咩嘢。
No matter what we do.
我哋嘅處境係點樣。
What circumstances we are.
神係信實嗰位。
God is faithful.
猶太人雖然得罪神，受到懲罰。
Even though the Jews sinned against God and was punished.
但神仍然愛佢哋。
But God still loved them.
對佢哋嘅憐憫同埋慈愛係永遠都唔會斷絕。
His compassion and mercy for them never changes.
耶利米面對個人同埋國家嗰個苦痛嘅時候，
While Jeremiah suffered from his personal and national pain,
佢記住神係嗰位信實嘅。
He remembered that God is faithful.
所以佢可以宣告就係每早晨，這都是新的，你的信實極其廣大。
That's why he was able to proclaim that they are new every morning.Great is your faithfulness.
我是一個喜歡看日落，不喜歡看日出的人。
I'm someone who likes to look at the sunset instead of sunrise.
因為我不喜歡早起身。
Because I don't like to wake up early.
所以星期日翻教會祈禱會是很大的挑戰。
So in the morning coming to the prayer service is actually really difficult.
咁啊去旅行啦，咁有人話五點半起身去睇日出。
So when I go on a trip, someone asked me to go see the sunrise at 5:30.
咁啊要去啦。
So I went.
咁啊去咗，日出睇唔到啦。
So by the time I went there, the sun was already risen.
啊唔係，因為個地方唔啱。
Because it was the wrong location.
咁我睇個湖邊就睇到呢個咁嘅景色。
So next to the lake, I saw this scenery.
好寧靜。
Very quiet.
令人好舒服。
Very comfortable.
如果唔早起身咧
？If you don't wake up early.
啊，唔係，應該咁講。
Actually.
早起身未必睇到日出。
Even though you wake up early, you may not see the sunrise.
但如果唔早起身咧
？But if you don't wake up early.
乜都睇唔到。
You can't see anything.
我哋每一起身。做啲咩嘢？
What do you do when we wake up?
呢節經文提醒我哋。
This passage reminds us.
無論我哋嘅日子點樣。
No matter what our situation is.
我哋面對啲咩挑戰
？What difficulties we face？
我哋每日起身。
Every day when we wake up.
我哋去想下。
We can think about.
神係信實嘅。
That God is faithful.
我哋願意去經歷。佢嘅恩典同埋憐憫
，that we can experience His mercy and compassion，
每日嘅早晨
，every morning，
願意呢節經文
，may this passage
成為大家嘅幫助
，help us to
唔需要等到年尾先去回顧
，to not wait until the end of the year to reflect，
每日都可以咁樣做
，every day you can do this，
一齊祈禱
，let us pray。
天父，多謝你。
Dear Lord, thank you.
因為你係信實嘅。
Because you are faithful.
你嘅憐憫，你嘅恩慈，每日都臨到我哋。
Your love and compassion are new for us.
幫助我哋。
Help us.
每日每個朝晨。
Every morning.
我哋去 親近你。
For us to grow closer to you.
去真係去祈禱，去經歷你嘅恩典，你嘅憐憫。
To pray and experience your love and your compassion.
幫助我哋面對我哋要面對嘅環境。
To help us to face the daily difficulties.
我哋嘅困難。
And challenges.
咁嘅祈禱，奉耶穌嘅名字。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.